Michael.
Michael.
Oh. Oh, fuck, Daddy.
Oh, my God, you're so
big. No, we're not. We're live. Welcome to Circle of Jerks in 2024 as the Moaning Brothers get it on for Michael, and Michael stands in front of a camera as I start the show.
His ass is in the shot.
Just big ass.
This one big fat ass.
When did we get a baker on this show with all that cake, dude?
Ooh, we started 2024 buns. With a cake shot.
Mike, did you sit in sugar today? Because that ass is sweet, dude.
God damn it. I love us.
Anyway, so we're back.
I love Lamp.
I think this is season 4.
We do seasons?
Shit. I guess so. If you look at the way Mike labels things.
It's like, we do seasons?
Yeah. Okay, so, cool. We're back.
What's up?
Hey!
It's me, Brian, and Ryan. Steve is out today. want to let you know.
Why? Wasn't he supposed to be here?
He was supposed to be here. He was the first person to say that he was in. But he texted me at about 4:30 saying, hey, man, I'm sorry to do you this to you last minute, but I'm not going to make it tonight. It's been a very rough week at work. Long days, and my body finally shut down on me today. I logged on at noon and just woke up from a nap, and my head is pounding, and I feel like dog shit.
Bro, you sit at a fucking desk. You fucking pussy. I'm just spitting right now. I am beyond...
I knew that was the reaction that would happen, because it's the same reaction I had when we were playing games earlier.
My body shut down.
My carpal tunnel acted up. And I couldn't take it anymore.
My gamer's elbow acted up while I was moving my mouse around.
I knew you'd appreciate that as the lone white collar, blue collar worker in the group.
Steve, I hope you're listening or even just hear this episode, you fucking bitch. I'm sorry your fucking ass cheeks are tired from that chair. That's rough, dude. I'm sorry. Your fingers are hurting from typing. I understand. You fucking bitch. Good God, dude.
So that's the same reaction I had. Bobby and I were playing Call of Duty. It was the same reaction that I had.
I wish he was here so I could punch him in his fucking face. Dude. I work 18 hours. Like, my longest shift is 34 hours straight.
And sometimes you're in suits and it's 120 degrees and you're moving shit.
I'm just outside in the summer just sweating my ass off. But let me tell you, nothing beats a fucking chair in the AC, I tell you what. If that don't knock you down, Lord, brother, help me. God damn.
Note to anybody that wants to call in sick to a show, just say, I don't feel good. I'm sorry. I can't make it.
I'd rather you lie, you fucking bitch.
It's funny you say that, because even on Mike had one of our guest celebrities say I was a bitch. Because I didn't show up to the show because I had a root canal. I legitimately had a root canal. My face was throbbing. And he had the celebrity go, yeah, that guy's a bitch. I was like,
How did that feel? I actually might have to get one.
It's not that bad now.
No?
No, it's really not.
Oh, okay.
I have a shin tattoo now. The root canal is fine.
Yeah. I'm on steroids right now for my molar.
Dude, you'll be fine. What they'll do is once they numb you, you won't feel shit, bro.
Like, see that, Steve? We could have just numbed you, you fucking puss. God damn, dude. So, you white folk, bro. I tell you what, dude.
Welcome back, Brian.
Oh, my God. It's been a while, man. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah? You're officially a father now?
I am. We.
I think the last show you might have been on, you announced that you were pregnant.
Right, we announced it, yeah. We had the baby February 27th at 1:54 in the morning.
Oof.
It was kind of rough, man. It was an emergency C-section. Basically, my girlfriend was bleeding out.
Oh, geez.
Oh, God.
She had a placental abruption, which is her uterus and her placenta separated.
I'm not Googling that.
Basically, she wasn't dilated enough. Her body was contracting like it was, and it actually tore itself apart on the inside, and then she started gushing out blood, like blood clots.
Yeah.
It was insane, man.
God, the body is a...
It was crazy.
So...
And I wanted to kill the nurse, if I could say that.
Yeah, I mean, did you kill her?
Yeah.
Did you kill her?
I mean, did... I mean, no, I wanted not like to. You're admitting to murder.
Yeah. No, I didn't kill her, but I wanted
to. Okay.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah. If she, if whoever his nurse was, if comes up dead, it's a coincidence. And it's nothing.
Quinky dink.
A quinker dinker.
Yeah. It this cannot be used in court of law.
Yeah.
So, I knew that Brian was having this...
Dude, I still can't get past Steve, bro.
This baby a little bit early.
Fucking
and
pussy.
He had sent out his like gift registry. So I went on there.
Yeah.
And there, I mean, there was things like Dom's Toretto's Charger Lego sets.
Was
and,
there a PS5 on there?
Which wholeheartedly, that is probably the best movie series ever made. So, okay.
So I call him up and I'm like, bro, like, what is going on here with this baby gift list? You have 17 strollers. You have all this stuff.
We had five.
Like, what do you need?
I just want to say, I didn't realize, like, when we were at Target doing our registry, like, she was honestly just zapping everything.
Yeah, and you were zapping the Hulkbuster.
Yeah, I was zapping the shit that would be good for fucking parental bonding with my son.
I what Thank is you. The age range on the Hulkbuster? I'm just curious.
12 plus.
Zero to 12 plus.
Oh, zero. Okay, okay. What other fun stuff was on? Was there PS5 on there?
No.
Oh. So I mean,
it was just, mainly just Legos, bro.
It was just Legos and then just like
the Chewbacca
tactical
one.
Baby stuff.
Yeah, there's a brand called Tactical Baby Gear.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everything about the baby list was Brian. So I called him up and we had this conversation.
Yeah.
And I found out that there's an incident with a dog at his house because moved in and now they have four dogs.
Yeah.
And he tells me this story. So.
Yeah. Well, I got my game room / baby room set up. Basically, I just put my computer and my desk in there, and then the other like 3/4 of that room is all his shit. Right. And so I'm in the room. All four dogs are out playing. My girlfriend has two dogs, two Frenchies, and I have my two dogs. And they're out in the backyard playing. I can hear them. I'm like, I'm going to go game. My girlfriend just went to go pick up her daughter from work. And out of nowhere, I hear the front door open with my headphones on. And I hear the daughter scream. And I'm like, typical. He comes in, he's just saying hi, screaming. And then out of nowhere, the bedroom door, because it's shut, bust open. And my girlfriend's holding one of her Frenchies. And like the instant look as I saw was that dog's dead.
Oh, no.
And
I'm
like, and this is her baby, right? Like this is her pride and joy. And this is all before the actual birth of our child.
Yeah.
And, and she's staring at me and she's like, I don't know what to do. What's wrong? And I'm like looking at it and it's just in her arms, just lifeless. I'm like, and I looked at her, I'm like, and her daughter's crying. And I'm like looking at her like, it's dead. And she's like, gets her is it stethoscope, right?
Yeah, stethoscope.
Yeah. And she's trying to like listen to the heartbeat and like resuscitate it. And I'm like, babe, stop. Like the dog's gone. It's dead. And for like the listeners, I don't have that emotional, I don't even know the proper word, if you guys can help me out with it.
Like, what do you mean?
You don't have an emotional response to things like that.
Yeah. Like,
when
it comes to death and stuff, I don't have that emotional response. And so like instantly I look at her, I'm like, I'm sorry, but your dog's dead. Let's move on. And then her daughter's bawling her eyes out. And like, what fucked me up was her daughter's holding this dead dog on the ground. And she's like, you're the last thing I have left. And I kind of just like lost it. So I got up, I walked out, shed a few tears and came back because I felt sad for her daughter and my girlfriend, of course. But so then now we're like, what happened? And basically the daughter was telling me when she calmed down a little bit, she's like that Lulu, which is my oldest dog, and her dog were fighting in the backyard. And when they came out, the dog was on the ground and my dogs and her other dog was surrounding it. My dog Lulu was covered in slobber, had a bite mark on its leg, and she had the most blood out of all the dogs. And that was it. But her dog was dead. Under her right armpit, there was a hole, like a like a fucking hole. So we obviously we assumed, you know, okay, well, my dog, we're following breadcrumbs. My dog has slobber, bite marks, blood. Her dog has scratch marks, hole in the chest, no blood, dead. I'm like, okay, fuck, dude. We need to take your dog to get cremated. Let's go to the vet. We'll come back. On this drive, I'll figure out what I need to do with my dog. So again, keep in mind, I don't have that emotional response. Take the dog, we get it cremated. We come back, and from the drive there, sitting there for an hour, and then the drive home was 10 minutes. I instantly just say, okay, I'm going to go home. I'm going to take my dog. I'm going to grab a gun, and I'm going to old yeller my dog. Take it out to the desert and just and shoot her.
That's rough.
So we're driving, stop and get a meal because I know it's going to be our last meal. So I have to, you know, sounds shitty to say it like this, but kill her with kindness, right?
Yep.
Sweeten her up, butter her up, and basically feed her the meal, start driving off, pull off into the desert, and I'm just staring at her and I break down. And, I'm just staring and she's just looking at me and she's wagging her tail.
She has no idea.
No idea. Dude, we get out of my truck. We're walking in the desert. And I drove pretty deep. So like you can't hear a gunshot, I hope. But it's wide open. So I'm like, ah, no one's gonna hear it. It's fine. Or if someone does, fuck it, oh well. I have shovel, I got gun, I got bullets. Like, yeah, I'm ready. And we're in the desert. She's just wagging her tail and she's happy as fuck, dude. She's limping a little bit, obviously, from the bite mark. And I'm like, I love you. You know, I grab her head, put her forehead to mine. I give her a kiss on her snout and I start crying. And I've never felt this emotional response before to this. And I was like, fuck, dude. Like, you were my first dog. You were my first baby. Like, I love you. You're my everything. But you fucked up. We're having a baby. I can't trust you.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
You got to fucking go. You know, and take my gun out, rack it. Dude, put it to her head. And I panicked. I couldn't do it. Put the gun down and she's still just wagging. She has no idea what's going on, dude. And I'm like, you know, in my head, I'm just like, stop being a bitch. You can't trust this dog around your baby. You can't trust the dog around the other dogs. Fuck it. Do it. Switch, you know, I'm back to it. I'm a man now. I'm again, like, here I am. Bullet's already in the chamber. Pull it up. And I'm like, I love you. Give her another kiss. I look away. And I was like, she wouldn't want to go that way. So I look her back in the face. And then right as I go, I put the gun to her head. I'm like, 3, 2, 1. As I do one, I pull shoot from the side and I don't shoot her. And it scares the fuck out of her, right? Bust my ears.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And I was like, you didn't kill that dog. I know you didn't. You're not that dog. You're not that type of animal. And yeah, I couldn't do it, dude. Panicked. Took her to my house in Gilbert and dropped her off with my buddy that lives there. That's renting my house out and hold on to my dog for a few days. I got to figure this out.
Yeah.
I rethink my inks. Go pick up the ashes. Like a week later, my buddy calls me every day. I ask him about the dog. He's texting me and finally go pick up the ashes, talk to the vet. We didn't pay for an autopsy,
but they did it anyway.
But by law, they have to do an autopsy.
Right.
So I was like, hey, I need answers. Did this dog die from a fight? She goes, essentially, yes. So I was like, okay. Did this dog die from another animal? And she goes, no. And I'm like, I made the best choice ever, right?
Yeah.
I didn't kill my dog that didn't kill this dog. Now, I mean, granted, she has a fucking teardrop tattooed on her fucking face, but.
Right, but now you're, but there's now even more questions.
Right, now I'm wondering what the fuck happened. So my thoughts are she either had a heart attack mid-fight, because they're small dogs. They're not meant to fucking be all wild.
Yeah, Frenchies are pretty small, yeah.
Thought she had a heart attack, stroke, and then come to find out I'm walking in the backyard with her daughter a few days later, and she's good, right? There's two nails that are sticking up about that far out of the turf. What I think happened was
she was
that
running and
pushed, landed on that nail, punctured a lung, and suffocated out.
So I'm on the phone with him trying to talk about baby stuff, and this motherfucker tells me the story. I'm about crying.
Bro, I'm about crying thinking about it right now.
And I'm like, you almost old yelled your dog over a mistake.
Yep.
I'm like, you are way more manly than I could ever be, because I would never be able to go do that.
I would. I could euthanize my dog, like, or my animal if they fucked up, but there's no shot I could pull the trigger and shoot my animal. I think if it came down and like you figured like I could take my dog to the vet and have them put down. I could do that, sure. But there's no shot I could fucking shoot him. I don't know.
I think my thought process was more so of like, I don't want someone else doing this while I'm with her.
Yeah.
And, so if she's going to go down, it's going to be my me.
Yeah.
And it was more of like, it's weird. It was more of like a respect thing.
Yeah, no, like, I mean, I understand. I get it.
Like I said, what a fucking story, huh?
Yeah. And well,
he's telling me the story. I'm on the phone with him and like, Jesus, I'm making fun of him because he's got this booger sucker outer thing and all this other stuff.
And then he tells you this fucking zero to 100
story. I was like, what the fuck? The whole time I'm just like, oh my God, Brian had to kill his dog. How did he do this?
I'm not going to lie, dude. We've told a lot of stories in here. I was literally on pins and needles listening to that.
When you come back, can you tell this story to everybody?
Usually I'm like, sit where I'm supposed to be so you can see me on camera. Dude, I was like this.
Yeah.
Like, what?
So Brian, what's your kid's name?
I ended up naming my son Bryson Cade.
Sounds like he'll be a country singer at some point.
I fucking hope so.
Yep. Morgan Wallen, Bryson Cade.
Is it Bryson because it's Brian's son?
No.
Bryson.
No. my nephew's... my two nephews, both their names end in son. There's Grayson and Harrison.
And did you get country when you said that? Grayson and Harrison.
I can't help that.
Harrison. My kids, Bryson.
Bryson and Harrison.
So I wanted to keep it kind of along the lines.
I wanted to keep it country.
Yeah.
I wanted to keep it country.
He'll be at Country Thunder in a couple years.
He's going Country Thunder this year.
Dude, we already bought tickets.
Oh, shit. My bad. Yeah. Sorry.
I'm going to put him in that baby Bjorn and walk around, and he's going to see some titty.
I ain't never been out there, so. I've never gotten that.
So I wanted to keep it along the lines of like their names and keep that correlation.
Okay.
So we named him Bryson.
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 Harrison.
Harrison.
Carson.
I know Carson.
Right, of course you do.
My old operations manager.
Hell yeah, brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Hell yeah, brother.
Let's go racing.
America.
Hell yeah.
I just like the first thing when I saw Bryson, I was like, it's Brian's son. I'm like, did he really do this?
That'd be amazing. That's what you should tell people.
I didn't even think about that.
This is what you tell people.
Yeah, that's what I do.
But
which one is it? It's Brian's son.
That's Bryson.
Fucking great.
But no, he's it's a hoot, man. It's wild.
I'm already jealous of his head of hair.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Fuck ton of hair.
Yeah. I was just like, oh.
And he is the angriest fucking kid, dude.
He's mad.
He wakes up grunting and mean mugging you, and then like people talk to him and he side eyes him.
Ooh.
Dude, he's angry and I love it.
Be an angry teenager.
Well, you know, when they get old enough and they get into school, guess what? They're gonna have. I got this note from Harley Quinn School that they are gonna have a safe space in school for calming.
That's where Steve went. Steve's in his safe space right now.
I got an email from them called Calming Space. We are in the process of revamping a campus quiet space used for students to re-regulate emotions and take a short break in a calming space equipped with special lighting, attractive wall murals, and comfortable chairs.
So just so you know, if this occurred when I was in high school or middle school, my ass would be in there asleep. I'd be in there taking naps.
100%.
That's a nap space. That ain't a safe space. Yeah.
Please open the PowerPoint to see what ideas we have developed to make our Zen Den attractive, interactive, and calming.
Den.
We are reaching out to parents and the community members to inquire if anybody is a budding artist who wants to help with the wall mural, does woodworking, and can assist with a gadget wall.
Should I sign up?
We would like to paint the wall. We would like to... who likes to paint and could help paint the room a soft blue.
I'm gonna paint it.
So baby blue?
So
soft blue.
Let me tell you this. I'm horrible with colors. What happened when you guys fucked up in school?
I got sent to detention.
Or in school suspension.
No, my teacher would slap my hand with his dick.
What? Gee,
whoa. What kind of school did you go to?
It's never mind. I was homeschooled. My dad hated
me. Daddy.
Yeah, in school suspension or detention.
Yes, that was your calming space.
Yeah, I got calmed in there.
You didn't get in there. And I'm just thinking about how many people are, like you said, are like you, Brian, I'd be passed right off the bat. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to take a nap because I'm upset.
Yeah, I'm upset. I'm going to go take a nap, dude.
That there's going to be somebody that, like, I couldn't believe this is what they are doing. Before.
Dude.
Dude, my kids are going to be like walking by that room. Gay.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, we live in a time of pussies. Pussification, dude. Like,
don't deal with your emotions. Go in a room and sit.
Yeah, go sit in a quiet space.
Oh. No conflict.
Yeah, no conflict. Man, I'll tell you what, if your kid's fucking with, well, if I ever have a kid, if your kid's fucking with my kid, he's going to punch that kid in the face. So that's how it goes down. There's no calming spaces. The only calm is after she punches, or she punches you, they, them. I don't give a fuck what you punch them
whatever
in the face.
Pronouns they want to go by. Yeah, whatever. Punch you right in the dick.
Punch you right in the ding dong. So
right in the pee pee.
Yep. Right in the old baby shooter.
I just was shocked when I got that email. Like, really, this is what we're going with? Like,
so you gonna allow her to go?
No, she's
tell
not
her to go in there to nap. Tell her to go in there and nap.
Yeah, go in there and figure out which kids are weird.
It's all the anime kids in there. I'm in there.
Yeah.
Just fucking watching fucking anime on my phone. That's so wild, dude.
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely was. And just like reading and thinking like, oh, all the donations for like readathons and all this other bullshit is going to make a safe space for kids.
Now, I'll tell you what, if they got some goosebumps in there, dude, I might be reading some goosebumps, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's called the library. You can go there, too.
The library or the library?
Brary.
It's called the library.
I prefer the library.
What in the library?
It's not a real berry. It's a library.
Story of my life.
Steve would be reading Mein Kampf in his safe space.
Why is it that you think the Jews are responsible for this, Steven?
Dude, what a fucking bitch.
I just can't get over it.
I can't, dude. I cannot.
Well, I mean, it's
that's why I brought it up.
He goes, don't tell Brian. Wait till we get
on. God damn, dude. It's because you knew it'd fucking jack me up.
I knew exactly. Yeah. Dude, I know you all too well.
Like,
I knew.
It's just like, oh my God, dude. We work 24, 30 some hours straight. And then it's like, hey, we have another job at 6 p.m.
Go home, sleep, come back.
Can you go home and sleep for like 2 hours and come back to work?
I mean, legitimately, we talked about that today on the phone where you're driving home. Like, you're like, oh, I'm off at a normal hour.
Yeah, I got off at like 2 o'clock today. I'm like, holy shit, I haven't done that.
Steve was napping.
Forever. Yeah, Steve was napping in his fucking safe space.
He's reading Goosebumps.
It was a long week. My eyes are strained. Oh, I had to take my glasses off.
What's even funnier is he wears like blue blocking glasses to make sure his eyes don't get
wrist guards.
I know.
He legit wears wrist. It's not a joke.
I don't know if he has wrist guards.
I actually think he might. I don't know for sure, but I think.
God, you're making it worse, dude.
It has the exercise bouncy ball chair for ergonomic reasons.
He has the standing desk.
He does have a standing desk.
I see it.
I hate him so much right now, dude.
What do you guys think about girls with freckles?
I love them.
I think of Steve.
I love them. What's wrong with freckles?
Nothing. I
don't think there was anything wrong with freckles. So I was at the Van Buren.
It was a hot chick with freckles.
And this chick was talking to me with freckles. And she's like, I'm tired of all these girls getting like tattooed freckles on. Yeah. And, you know, I had to grow up with them all my life. And I'm like, well, what do you mean all your life? They look good. She goes, yeah, until somebody says your face looks like somebody shit through a screen door.
That's pretty fucking funny.
I have never heard that before in my life.
Neither have I, but like.
I was like, I couldn't, and I laughed. I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. She's like, it's not when you're growing up with them. And I was like, sorry?
But it's funny now?
I'm like.
It's kind of funny.
I've never heard that before.
I would never even think to say that. I think girls with freckles are cute. I think freckles are cute.
I just.
Agreed.
Yeah,
I agree.
And that's what I was just like. But when she says, like, I grew up with people telling me it looks like somebody shit through a screen door on my face.
I mean, maybe she's in the.
That's kind of funny.
Maybe
too.
She's in the face shit.
Like,
she didn't
I had
know.
Never heard that before, and I laughed, and then she got mad at me, like I did something.
You're like, I didn't do anything. I never said it. I just, it's kind of funny.
I mean, it's an acute observation that, like, I'm surprised I hadn't come through before.
That's said, great. Man, he used to stand over me with a screen and shit on me.
Yeah, you just tattooed them dots on my face.
Fucking, dude, I can't get over Steve right now, bro. I'm like sweating. I'm getting hot, bro.
And you want to? We can drive over there and you just go punch him.
Oh he's my,
really
can we?
Close.
Can we bring the cameras with us?
Yes,
I'll film.
Start doing fucking vlogs. Fuck it.
Oh my, it'll probably be pretty funny, God. Actually.
So let's get into some news, and I'm going to start with our lovely Friends to the North stories, because I seem to find that Canada has the most absurd things. It's almost like if Florida was a country.
Florida is a country.
This guy says that I'm not going to pronounce his name. Because, Pierre Poilievre.
Oh, so he's French. It's fine. Say French guy.
He's French Canadian.
It says that future conservative government would like to change the law. That's horrible.
That was shitty French accent.
All right, just read it normal. Yeah. Future conservative government would like to change the law that require porn websites to verify the age of users to prevent minors from accessing the comment. They're doing a study right now, and the law would require adult websites to verify users' age, but does not specify how it was done. The options include a digital IDing system or services that can estimate age based on webcam scans of a user's face.
Oh, hell no. Not scanning my face while I'm looking at porn.
Not one that I like. Hold on.
I'm just going to put my dick down there.
Zoom.
Just put it in the crotch cam.
Yeah.
Like, you got to verify how big your cock is.
Yeah, he's all right. He can beat
it. He's big enough.
He can beat it.
Thomas can't get in.
Liberals are against the bill, says liberals are against the bill, saying it does too little to protect children and saying that it should be centered around child safety. Like, what does scanning porn, like your face into a porn site? Like, could you imagine logging into fucking Pornhub and just like having to like verify on your phone or scan your face like every time?
I think the best thing to do would be able to like save a video prior, right before this all happened. Obviously, you don't know what's happening, but then have them scan the face of you right before you come, and that'd be the face that they see every time.
Just like,
But in this day and age where we could find anything on the internet anytime we want, whether it's a proper site or not.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? Like, ban Discord servers and Reddit and Twitter and anywhere else that you can post porn for fucking absolutely free?
That's Canada, though. And you know what?
It's Canada.
That's the only way to describe it.
I just couldn't believe it. Like, I was like, this is a real thing.
I have a buddy that lives out there. I'm going to ask him.
If he's a pro or against scanning your face for porn.
Yeah. Do you want to scan your face before you watch porn?
No, I do not. I would prefer my porn jerk-off sessions are intimate to myself.
I don't need my face to go along with my search results.
No, I don't need that. Dude, with what I search for, I'm good, man.
Have you ever like lit candles around the room and then like set yourself up?
That's too much effort.
That's too much effort, dude. I just want to come, dude. I'm not trying
to. Talk about being intimate.
Yeah, you did that?
It changes the mood, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You get some scented... What's your cinnamon?
Fresh linen.
Actually. Oh, fresh linen.
Because of the fresh sheets.
Oh, it's like you're in the sheets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And then are you like a one-time kind of guy, and then you just... Are you lay there for 5-10 minutes and try to go again, or what?
I mean, there are times I like to challenge myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Two is difficult.
I'm getting older now, so it's like, fuck, I'm not what I once was.
Oh, you're not a stallion anymore.
And I'll never be there again.
But by the second time, I'm fucking sweating.
Yeah, your dick hurts.
My forearm's tight.
You're breathing like a fucking pug in your ear.
I might need Tommy John surgery.
Jesus Christ.
God damn, dude. What are you, really beating the shit out of your dick?
If you're going to get the second time out of me.
Is it like...
I got to go to town. I'm 120 pitches deep.
Is it like the guys we hear beating their keyboard when we play COD? Like,
way faster.
Oh, way faster.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Holy shit. 210 beats per minute.
200 strokes per minute?
Oh, yeah. No.
Sorry. Or beats. Beats works, too.
Yeah. I like that. I was using a musical thing going along with the beating of my dick.
He pulls up, I'm 210 chimes in.
He pulls up Guitar Hero and fucking.
Oh, expert.
He beats to the music.
Through the fired flames.
When it does the solo, wow. He's like this. He's like.
Yeah. Pulls it to the side.
I play my own whammy bar.
That's crazy. Wasn't that your nickname in high school?
What, whammy bar?
Whammy.
Yeah.
He's got. Is it crooked like that, too?
What? Yes. Yeah, to the left.
Is it supposed to be that way?
It's supposed to be crooked like a whammy bar.
I had somebody ask me once, does your dick bend that way because you've beat it so much? Like, I don't fucking remember.
Like, I don't know.
Who asked you that?
It doesn't matter.
Who was looking at your dick when they said that?
It doesn't matter.
Honestly,
it kind of does.
It does matter.
Let me see your dick.
Ask if it curved.
Let me see your dick.
Right now?
Yeah.
It's gonna get me hard. I'll whip it out.
You gotta get a little wood.
I'm not showing you limp.
Yeah, limp, he's not. You're not even gonna see it.
Curves every direction because it just goes where it wants.
But yeah, I mean, at least I'll still see the curve. All good.
Might curve left, might curve right, up, down.
Depends on the day. How I'm feeling, my mood.
Yeah.
It's like my mood ring.
Your mood
ring. Mood cock.
Ooh.
Mood cock ring. I wonder if that works.
It's like the phases of the moon, it's the phases of the cock.
Dude, we should see if they're actually. I'm Googling it.
If there's a phases of the cock?
No, mood cock ring.
There has to be.
There has to be, right?
100%.
Let's see. Mood.
While he's looking up mood cock ring, the Supreme Court of Canada finds the term woman confusing. Calls to use person with a vagina. Is there a mood cock ring?
In the mood. Literally, it's a mood cock ring that changes color and it goes on your cock.
But what mood would it like?
I don't know. Let me see if I can find it. Let me find the chart.
The colors.
Let me find the chart.
Read the auras, dude.
It says, and I quote. Hold on. What the fuck is
it says? And I quote.
This fucking website sucks. By the way,
did it reset?
Yeah, I think I just fucked it up.
Probably Canada.
Hold on. Let me try to pull it back up because it said it's a mood ring for your cock.
Uh huh.
It literally says that. Are you in the mood?
Yes.
Let's see. I mean, if I'm hard enough to have a cock ring stay on.
So do I have to like, how does the size chart? 1.25 inch diameter, 1.5 inch diameter, and 2 inch diameter.
I just want to know what the colors mean.
I'm working on it. Hold on.
He's scrolling.
Depending on your penis size and preference, if wearing behind, preference, we recommend
like
that.
I
don't know. Flaccid or semi-erect. Mm. Insert testicles through the ring first, one at a time. Not at the same time.
I'm trying both.
That's sorry. I
live on the.
I like to live dangerously. I don't. I keep. I click the.
I need it. The mood cock ring to turn colors. So it's
yeah. Well,
like,
I don't know if there's like a chart. I'm looking for the chart.
I wanted to like based
it's
on
an
color.
App. If there's like an app on your phone to change it yourself.
Just tell me what red, sexual position I want to be in.
Red means you're ready to fuck.
Red.
Blue means
color changing cock rings. Here we go. These are rubber. It's not metal. That's not metal.
It's not metal.
That's not metal enough for my cock. I don't know. There's no.
Anyway, Canada
there's
finds
just
the
a green
term
ring around your dick when you're done.
the mood cock ring tells you what your STD is.
Jesus, that'd be amazing.
This is like holy shit. It's fucking.
It's got a little scorpion on it.
It's a disco ball. It's everything.
Ugh. Oh, gonosyphilitis.
Anyway, the Supreme Court of Canada indicated again in a rape ruling that using the term woman to refer could cause confusion. So they want to call it a person with a vagina.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know how a person with a vagina or a woman is confusing.
What about someone with a bussy?
A bussy?
Yeah, butt pussy.
It should be noted that none of these involved cases are transgender. The victim is identified as a woman, was referred to women pronouns, but they want to put person with a vagina.
Jesus Christ.
I call it a back pussy.
Pussy. I mean, yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Butt pussy, back pussy. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. You got to hit that bussy. It's Canada. You know, that's my response.
I look at it in the sense of, like I said, I have a buddy in Canada.
It's got a bussy.
A can of chew. One can.
Okay.
Out here, it's like $6.50 for some tobacco.
Right.
Out there, it's almost
$30.
$30? In Canada money.
In Monopoly money.
Yeah.
Got it. Not real money.
Well, the Canadian dollar is like $1.25 to $1. So it's not, I mean, that's still
It's still kind of a lot.
That's
still
a lot.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm pulling up my currency calculator.
I think, is it like $1.20, $1.25?
Hold on. I got to change that.
No.
I got to change it from Canadian dollars. I just know
because when where I'm from in New York, the people from Montreal used to come down so and shop.
$1 equals $1.36 Canadian. So
$35 Canadian.
Yep. Is, yeah. Yeah, whatever you want to.
Yeah, pat the calculator, put in 30.
What'd you say, 650 for a can of chew here?
Yeah, we'll say 650.
It's 881.
Not 30.
You were off.
No, he said it was 30.
No, it's in Canada, it's $30.
Oh, it's okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I ended up shipping him out, which is illegal.
It's like 40. Fun. Yeah, like 40. Yeah, that is crazy.
Maybe we should Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah,
run.
So let's are we recording?
No. What's my statement? This is for informational purposes. Yes,
in Mexico, he sent it to
Mexico.
Yeah, in Mexico. Wait, I think that's still technically not good too. Anyways,
he came down to the States and picked
it. Ooh, shit.
Let's
Fucking Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
Let's talk about Oprah Winfrey a little bit here.
Oh boy.
Dude, how old is she now? It almost happened, Bob.
You almost fucked her?
No, Bob, you know.
Oprah Winfrey, who has been the queen of trying to sell
Weight Watchers.
Well, no, just everything to the stay-at-home moms and everybody else over the years that Oprah has had to sell Weight Watchers because her weight loss was based on drugs like Ozempic, not by Weight Watchers. So she had to sell the company, and I'm pretty sure it's a hard R in Weight Watchers.
Watchers!
Sorry.
Anyway, I knew exactly what he was talking about.
I really wish she would have.
She spent her life folding this scam of.
Yeah, she was taking a drug and then basically scamming people. Yeah,
and this is how she lost her weight. And then she had to sell her piece of Weight Watchers.
How much was that worth, by the way?
I don't even know. I'm sure she made fucking
shit ton of money.
It's not like, oh, poor Oprah. She doesn't have Weight Watchers.
Yeah, Oprah, if you're fucking listening, I want my money back, bitch.
But the fact is, she went on her buddy Gayle King's show on CNN and wanted to talk about how obesity and overeating is like an alcoholic and their alcoholism. And she blamed everything and this is why she had to go to the drugs. Now, in my opinion, it shouldn't matter what drugs you take to get skinny. I'm all about that life. Like if you can give me a shot, you want steroids
and then I can eat pizza and lose weight. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Steroids, cool. TRT, cool. Peptides, cool. Fucking Ozempic to lose weight, cool.
Bulimia, whatever, cool.
Whatever you want to do to be you.
Just fucking say it.
But the fact is, the fact that she was trying to sell like she's all holy and do all this to all these fucking people is a scam. Don't fucking come out and blame the fact that cupcakes are delicious and this is why you had to turn to the drugs.
Dude,
cupcakes.
I had a cake pop when my girlfriend's niece got home. She brought me a cupcake or a cake pop from Starbucks. It was so good.
No, so it is just...
Fuck.
You're talking to three dudes that could fluctuate weight like left and right based on the fact that of how hard we're eating and how hard we're working out.
Dad bod.
And that's just the way it goes. The like I said, the fact that Oprah is like this queen of all these people that sells it. And I'm sure whoever drug she's taking, she's going to make a shit ton of money off of there by being their spokesperson next.
Yep.
Do you know what Ozempic is for, though?
It's for diabetes.
Yeah, so I asked my girlfriend, right? And I was like, hey, I need to get some. And she's like, why?
I have diabetes.
And I started with, hey, I asked you a question. I'm just waiting for the answer. That's all. And she's like, why? And I'm like, okay, I don't think you understood me. But yeah, so it's for diabetes. But then basically, if you don't have diabetes, it counteracts as like a weight loss
supplement.
What it does is it actually slows your eating down. You're not as hungry. And so you basically just don't eat. And then it makes you want to eat just smaller portions. You feel fuller.
Sounds fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Sign me up. What's the downside, though?
So she's going to school to be an NP, right? And I'm like, cool. Well, when you graduate.
I'm
going to
need some of that.
Sign me the fuck up.
Yeah.
Brian, what were the side effects of Ozempic?
Yeah. What were the side
effects? It was nausea.
Okay.
Vomiting.
Normal.
Fuck. Do I have it on my phone still?
Diarrhea.
Oh, constipation. Yeah, oh, diarrhea no. and constipation. Oh. Don't those counteract?
Oh, yeah, they kind of do. What, maybe you diarrhea and then you get constipated?
It locks you up and then,
yeah.
I don't know, that's fucking Mike.
Yeah. What's diarrhea like?
What's constipation like, Mike?
But the fact is, like, again, she's trying to play the victim now that she has some kind of disability and everything else, trying to play it off, even though this woman has made her billions and billions of dollars.
Is the disability called fat?
Yeah, 100%. We're all disabled.
Yeah. I'm definitely disabled.
Not Mike, dude. Look at that ass, bro. That's Captain America
cake,
right there.
Cake pop.
What's up, Baker?
Give me that dozen.
You got some cinnamon swirl up in them cheeks.
So I want to say when I... when I looked it up, how much weight do you think Ozempic could help you lose?
150 pounds.
You would be nothing. What do you weigh right now?
230.
Fuck, do you be 120 pounds?
I'd be fucking lean as shit.
And you guess what? Every 30 pounds you lose, you get an inch on your dick.
Holy massive, shit, dude. I have a huge cock. I would assume that, like, okay, let's be smart about this. Okay. My optimal weight for me to be like where I would consider myself to be like lean, let's say lean
185,
right? Probably 185.
Yeah. That's a good weight. Your optimal dicky do weight.
Yeah. 185. I would say 185, I would be lean and cut. Right. So if Ozempic, okay, I'm going to use this for example. I started really like watching my calories starting January. Okay. I'm down 11 pounds.
Okay.
So I'm sitting right now at about 210.
Okay.
Okay. If Ozempic, the way I'm going, I'm losing about 5 pounds to 5.5 pounds a month, being smart about my calorie intake, right?
Yeah.
So if Ozempic could double that, right, and I'd lose 10 pounds a month, which I would say it's probably more than that, but let's just say for average, right, I would hit my goal weight in half the time.
Okay. But by the way, you're also creating a calorie deficit on your own without taking
right,
a thing.
Right.
And according to Brian and his medical degree,
makes you not want
like the
fucking smart.
You are very smart.
Yeah.
Very smart.
The whole point is it reduces your appetite and it causes right. this. It's not like a metabolism booster or anything else.
Right.
So what was the,
okay. So some people lose much more weight on Ozempic than average, with reports of up to 30 pounds of weight loss.
What?
In 26 weeks.
Oh, dude, I was way off.
What? 26? What is that?
It's barely a pound point one in a, like, you know, point 1.5 pounds, like max 1.2.
Oh, wow.
30 pounds in 26 weeks. And how much have you lost in since January?
Roughly like 11 and a half.
On your own?
Yeah.
So you're losing the weight just the same by controlling your diet.
Yep. I wonder if that's people who have absolute no going to the gym, no eating like somewhat healthy. I wonder if that's what that is. Like,
that's called lazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yes, you're right. But I'm saying that there are people out there that are looking for that thing that they don't have to do jack shit.
It's a quick fix.
Yeah. I can eat pizza and still lose weight. I wonder what it would do for someone who is like dedicated, goes to the gym 5 days a week, like, and legitimately, I wonder if it would be more than that. You know what I mean? Like, because what that sounds like to me is that's for people who don't want to do jack shit. If someone like myself who goes to the gym 4, 5, 6 days a week and then eats healthy, I wonder if I would lose quicker.
Thing is, a lot of that time when you go to the gym, you have to eat. You have to have.
Right. Of course.
I think that would fuck you up.
I think it would make me feel
shit. I think your side effects would be worse only because if you go into the gym, your body is craving food.
Right.
But yet that drug is doing the complete opposite. And telling
would your body go, fuck, I need to start burning some fat here.
And again, that's the thing. It's like, is it burning the fat or is it controlling your eating, which is killing your metabolism, which is, again, it's creating a calorie deficit without it. Now, I mean, people always ask, and Ryan, you know this better than anybody, because when you were Bane and I was fucking training,
yeah,
you,
yeah,
Brian,
yeah.
You fucking lifted with me for a long ass time. that we both know, we all know in this room that your diet is 70% of what you do.
Yep.
And that creating a calorie deficit, shit, man, Brian, we were on the phone for an hour today. Mm-hmm. I walked my house and put 2,000 steps in just because I pace when I'm on the phone.
I do the same thing.
I like to put my watch on my hand that I jack off to and how many steps I get.
That's a lot of steps. Yeah. Holy shit.
What do you do with the other 5 minutes that you have?
Fastest man alive.
Yeah, joke's on you, dude.
But
I lost weight on the toilet.
But the fact is, we all know that, like, when you work out, you are hungrier, like Brian said, and to feed your body the right things.
Your body's a fucking machine.
It's weird, dude. Like
that it isn't. People always ask, they're like, well, you know, because I was 235 when I started the year, and I'm down to like 219, I think now. And they're like, how did you do it? I'm like, I ate better. And there's like, you always watch. Have you ever seen those? Like Instagram things where it's like, I eat little and they show like three things and it's 1300 calories. And like, I eat a lot. And then it's like all this food and it's, you know, it's the same 1300 calories.
Yep.
But it's just like weird when, like, again, Oprah was selling this dream of this Ozempic drug and
being this miracle shit.
And everybody else is trying to be Weight Watchers eating rice cakes for 3 fucking points. And then it's just like now she comes out as a victim and it just seems fucking weird and just absurd to me.
It's very stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
And again, I'm not anti-needle at all. Like steroids are cool. Fucking peptides are cool. TRT is cool. Like if anything that
cocaine's cool.
Well, cocaine's cool.
That's not a needle. Heroin.
Wrong one.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm all about that stuff. If it's your lifestyle and it helps you get to where you want to go and you're happy with it, I'm not there to tell you, but don't sell other people on the dream that if you follow this program, this is how I do it. Do I understand that The Rock does steroids? 100% The Rock does steroids. The dude's 54 years old.
He's natty, bro.
And, natty. He's natty. The only natty thing about him is the peanut butter he puts on his fucking pancakes.
No, you couldn't
think of them, huh?
Organic. I was trying. I struggled.
Yeah, it's all right. You're allowed one or two a show.
It's a fucking first.
He puts the crunchy peanut butter on his penis for his dog.
But is it? It's your dog.
Yeah. You know jokes on you. I am the dog.
You know what, man? That is wild to me. It's the same thing when people are like, "Yeah, man, look how fit I am, and this is what I did to do it." And then you're like, "Man, motherfucker, you did not do that."
Yeah.
Stop.
Dude, that's what's crazy. We have a dude at work. I call him Thulk or Thor.
He's a big boy.
He's massive.
How many C's thick?
Oh, dude, at least 4.
Fuck.
Yeah, dude. And so like
that lat spread is large.
It's huge, dude. I'm telling you, he's been working out for
got a squirrel suit
18 years straight. Like doesn't miss like
any lat day.
He's super humble. And I was like, Brian, I was like, be real. His name is Brian.
Of course he is.
And I was like,
his son Bryson too?
No, close. Okay. I was like, how did you get so big? Like, and he's like, and straight out, he's like, oh, dude, test all day, baby. And he don't give a fuck. Like, he's like, I take tests. I do it every day. I buy it. He's like, do you need some? And like, he's down, like he sells it. And he's like, this helped me. Look at me. This could be you.
And again, damn. I'm not against any of that stuff. You're talking to a dude that was, you know, been on TRT because it's like, I feel like shit and I want to feel better.
Well, someone was telling me the other day, the guy goes to my gym's like, hey, have you tried peptides?
Yeah, peptides are the new thing. It's natural steroid.
Like, I was like, no, what is it? And like, he's like,
doesn't that kill bugs?
Yes.
Yeah.
they keeps the fruit.
See, I thought it was pink and it was Pepsid. You know, I was like, is that the same thing? Like, yeah. I don't. Yeah. But no,
you got to wash the peptides off your blueberries.
he was telling me about it. I'm like, man, that doesn't sound that bad. Like, no, it really doesn't.
Peptides, it's like 151 or something, or 141. There's certain peptides that are like have an anabolic thing on it.
Mm.
That's sick.
Good to know.
So,
I need more blueberries.
But again, like I said, fucking go get your peptides. Go get your fucking testosterone. Go get whatever works for you to lose your fucking weight.
That's what's funny, though, too, is like, I mean, we're 3 normal dudes, but it's like, if I just came in, like, you guys don't see me for a year, and I just come in yoked out of my fucking mind, I'd be like, yo, this is what I've been doing. And I'd be like, here's a needle. Here's my shit. Zap.
You know what, though? Like, I don't really care. I think I'm the same with Bobby. Like, whatever you got to do to make yourself feel better.
Just don't sell other people on it. Because this is no different than them calling up old people and being like, well, and tricking them for reverse mortgages on the house. You're just fleecing people for money.
Yeah. But it is a hustle. Like, she's making her money. I mean, she's a selfish, rich bitch, but...
Oh, she's worth $1 billion.
I mean, she's straight hustling, dude.
Yeah, 100%. Like, it's her hustle. Like, you can't knock it, but don't sit there and
act high and mighty.
And act high and mighty.
Don't be a fucking cunt, Oprah.
And they get caught on it and then come back and be like, I have a problem.
I was the victim.
Every fucking cupcake is delicious.
Yeah. I've yet to have a cupcake that I didn't like. I had one the other last Saturday.
Yeah, we're walking around Anime Con. He's like, cupcake, I'll take the confetti.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, dude. My girlfriend's daughter made some cupcakes and I did not like it.
Dude, we were walking through the convention. We were walking through.
These are delicious.
We were walking through the convention and Bobby are like, and I were like looking through like the vendors and we're like, man, we want like, you know, we were shopping. And I look over, I'm like, are those cupcakes? Mm. And I'm like, holy fuck, they're cupcakes. I was like, I'll take one, please. The confetti.
Did you bite your lip?
Dude, I opened it right there and fucking took a bite of it, dude. Mm-hmm. It was $5. It was a fucking good ass cupcake.
Worth it, though?
It was a good ass cupcake. Yeah,
it matters, dude.
So again, we all like cupcakes. Don't say it's because you got the fat gene in you.
No, it's because they taste fucking good.
I had Cold Stone last night. It was delicious.
Yeah, 100%.
What'd you get, though?
Dude, I'm plain. I get mint ice cream with brownie in it.
Okay.
And pecans and walnuts.
I'm a birthday cake guy.
For sure.
Yeah, the birthday cake with the batter in it.
You like the confetti shit.
Yeah, I don't know why, dude.
Because you're fucking six.
Because I'm white.
Because I'm
what?
White?
Give me them white. Give me that white.
You know what you aren't, though? You aren't a bitch like Steve.
I'm here.
Yeah.
He's probably home eating ice cream.
Dude, what a fucking mook, fucker. Bro.
He's probably playing video games. I can check.
Is he on Discord right now?
If he's online, we're just going to go kick the door open and punch him.
Oh my God.
Shohei Ohtani, by far the best baseball player probably going around.
Hands down.
Yep, I would agree.
Hands down.
His interpreter got into a $4 million gambling debt to an offshore bookie.
Wow.
He embezzled.
Just hold on. Let me tell the story.
Okay,
I don't think he embezzled.
Okay.
Magically, Shohei Ohtani's bank paid off this $4.2 million gambling debt. The guy was doing an interview with somebody from ESPN talking about how, again, he had an addiction, and he's obviously the worst gambler in the world to lose $4.2 million.
A lot of money.
Bro, after your first mill, you're like, okay.
In 90 minutes, his story changed from that Shohei paid to I use Shohei's account to pay. So it sounds like somebody got in his ear, in my opinion, because if you guys don't know, Shohei Ohtani just signed the most lucrative deal in the Major League Baseball history of $700 million. Plus, the dude was already rich from any kind of endorsements and everything before.
Dude. So first of all, when you go to Japan, Shohei Ohtani is fucking everywhere.
Like, he's a god.
He is literally a god there. So there's Takuma Sato, who is a race car driver everywhere.
Yeah.
And won Indy 500 twice. Ichiro, everywhere.
Of course.
Everywhere, right? There's a few actresses and shit, and then there's Shohei, and he is fucking everywhere on every fucking billboard. The guy's a god, okay?
Question real fast. Who is the other pitcher that the Dodgers signed? And not to be racist.
Yamamoto. He's Japanese.
But he's not there yet?
No, he's there. It's Yoshinobu Yamamoto, right? That's his name?
You're asking the dude that can't
say actually names?
Historically. Yeah.
Terrible at names. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Yoshinobu Yamamoto, I think is his name. But let me look it up.
Dude, the more you say that, the more aroused I get.
A good name. Yeah, it's Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Oh, fuck.
Sore wa nan desu ka?
Oh, fuck, dude. What'd you say?
I just said what's
that? How much for blowjobs?
How much for happy ending?
Free.
So, he was already loaded. This contract, the thing is, though, isn't the contract small and then it gets big, right?
He deferred a lot of the money later on in life because he doesn't need the money right now.
What was it? How much did he get? $700?
$700 million.
He did
10 years.
I think he only did like 60 or 70 mil and then passed off the rest for his future.
Right. Yeah. 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 So
because he didn't want to pay California taxes only equaled $48 million a month, then he can establish residency in Florida or Texas where there's no state sales tax. And then just like any golfer,
take a breath. Good Lord.
I'm just explaining why sports guys do that.
I get it. So, okay, here's my thought process in this, okay? Because that's, one, $4 million is a lot of money, okay? Two, I know in Japan, if you are like an idol, because that's what they consider Otani or like any of the singers or what they're called idols, right?
Okay.
Usually, it's very rare that it comes out that they've done something wrong.
Yeah, so they have Fall Guys?
Yeah. Let me finish.
Okay.
What happens a lot is because the Japanese culture is very respectful, it's all about respect, and these people have to have this clean-cut image, there's a 50-50. So, yes, you are correct. Sometimes there's a Fall Guy, and they've under the rug. But usually, because they are so honor-based in Japanese culture, I would assume... This is my assumption, is that Shohei didn't know this was going on, or he was extremely trusting with this guy, which would make sense. He's been his interpreter since, what, 2016?
He's just a homie.
Because, like, for example, let's say we're all here. One of us makes it big. You make it big,
Brian. We win the lottery.
Right. I win the lottery. I would, and I said, hey, Bobby, I'm going to give. Translate for me. Or I said, hey, Bobby, you're.
But I'm going to be your interpreter.
Yeah.
We both speak English.
Here's my financials. You know, you're good with money. I trust you. Right. And let's say I won $400 million. Okay. And you have control of $400 million. And to be completely honest, I have $400 million. I'm probably not going to look at my bank account every fucking day. So if, you know, a couple grand's missing, I'm not going to know that, right? A
couple mil's missing, you ain't going to look.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's true. So, like...
You got to look at that exchange rate of the sense of, like, 700 mil.
That's a lot of money.
If you're missing four, that's like thousands.
So, like, I'll give you an example, okay? When I worked at the racing school, Bondurant...
And I wanted to rob you for 10 grand that was on your desk?
Yes. Bill Walton, Walmart, would come in with his black card and pay... $7,000 per person, and he'd bring 15 guys out for a 2-day advanced road racing class. And he would hand me this card, and eventually he just put the card on file. I had that card on file. I could have ran that motherfucker. And but the thing is, guys like that have someone constantly looking at their books, right?
Mm-hmm.
Billionaires, right?
Yeah.
So the only thing I can think of is that Shohei was extremely trusting of this guy and just said, fuck, you know, whatever. And like you said, like Brian said, the homie, right?
He let How do you say that in Japanese?
I don't know what homie. I don't even think.
Yamamoto. Yeah, you don't know shit.
No, you're right. I fucked up, guys. I didn't know that word.
You're welcome. Translator.
Yeah, Google Translate.
Rosetta Stone, bitch.
Google Translate will tell me. Maybe I think that's what it was. Now, could I be wrong? Sure. Absolutely. Who knows? I don't think we're going to know unless the MLB... I don't think they're doing anything. They're not against him, against Shohei.
No, the problem is, you know who found out? The FBI.
Oh, Shohei?
he found out.
So the FBI is investigating this. So the reason I think that this is like a big switch is like there was the NFL does like a rookie combine thing to where they teach rookies
how to spend money.
Yep. And Michael Irvin was one of the things I think back in the day and told them that everybody needs a fall guy. That, you know, like, don't carry the gun, don't do this, don't do that, have somebody else do it for you. Yeah. And that's how Ray Lewis allegedly gets away with murder, because he had a fall guy that took it over for him.
Allegedly.
Aaron Hernandez didn't. He just did it himself.
No, he fell and broke his neck.
Yeah, he was a man. He admitted it.
Yeah, his fall guy was from his jail cell.
In his ass.
So when you look at things like that and you're just wondering, the story changes and everything else happens, you're just like, holy shit, like how does this happen? Again, the $4 million is a lot. And I like, again, if I was to ask one of you guys, like, hey, give me $100.
I just give you $100.
You give me $100. That's fine. And that's a lot different than me
$4 million.
Getting your credit. No, I'm just saying. Getting your credit card or getting your bank information and directly wiring somebody. Like, if I'm taking that $100 and I'm going to buy fucking an 8-ball myself, cool, no big deal. But, like, all of a sudden...
You're using my Wells Fargo to...
Yeah, your Wells Fargo shows up to a known drug dealer for an absurd amount of money. Like,
hey, Bobby, who's Killer T?
I heard it's 280, not 100.
Well, you know. I haven't bought Coke since the 90s, so leave me alone.
I've never bought Coke. Coca-Cola,
me
right?
Me neither. Hank Williams, dude. What a fucking man. It's
Hank Williams the third.
It just says Hank Williams.
No, there's three.
There's three in the teeth.
In the skull.
Anyway, he's looking at posters on the wall for those listening.
Hank Williams.
But, you know, the fact is there's it's a big difference between there. Like
I said,
getting account information and all that other stuff. And I understand we've all trusted each other. It's like, hey, here's my debit card. Here's this, that. But like a direct wire transfer to an offshore bookie.
Yeah.
Like,
I will say this.
What a fucking gangster, dude.
Yeah, I will say this. Wire transferring now is a lot easier. Dude, you can do it on your fucking phone app now.
Yep. Oh, so I know. I wire transfer money to fucking Pakistan to get fucking clothing.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say something.
To fund terrorism.
That's what, dude. I know, but I thought we were going down that hole, and I was like, son of a bitch.
But no, it is easy, but yeah, that's a whole lot of money to be wire transfer. What did he lose on? That's what I want to know.
How are bad gamble? Like,
you gotta suck ass,
how
bro.
How many pull tabs did that take at that Japanese fucking table?
Pull tabs. That's a fucking thing, dude. I just like $4 million, a lot of money, man. What did you blow that on? Like, did you think Mike Trout was going to hit a home run off Shohei in the fucking base?
On baseball, Shohei could be gone.
Oh, he could be fucked. Imagine, he's Pete Rose fucked, dude.
Oh, my. The greatest baseball player in history goes down to fucking $4.2 million.
Yeah, for gambling on dumb shit when you don't need the money. Or like, man, even being in collusion with it. Because, I mean, you just never know. Like, Ryan, say you made the pro golf tour and you're just like,
I'd be betting like a month.
No, but you tell me to bet.
Hey, Bobby, hole 10 is really easy. Bet that I'm going to birdie it.
Or just I'm just doing live bets. It's like he's going to double bogey
on
this hole.
Camera,
just one out of bounds.
You're on camera on your phone texting Bobby. All right, I'm about to go do this shit.
All right, hey Bob, I'm going to triple bogey the seventh hole on purpose.
What's the plus minus on over par in this hole? You're plus 280. All right, lock that
all right,
in
bro,
for me.
Make me some fucking money.
You know, that's funny and all, but like making $1,000 ain't really, but it'd be fun. Tell me that would be kind of fun.
But I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? Like,
in news today, someone bet that Ryan Denton, professional golfer, would make a 9 on number 10, and he hit for $400,000.
Yeah, it's no different than the streaker in the Super Bowl that bets on himself, pays $50,000.
That's so gangster,
runs
by the way.
Fucking naked and wins his bet and bails himself out of jail.
That is pretty.
It's pretty gangster.
That's pretty raw, dude.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a bet we need to take every year because somebody's going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
The streaker at the Super Bowl.
I'll take that fucking bet.
Because somebody's going to bet.
Yep.
That's raw as fuck.
So,
you know what? Let's bet next year that someone takes a shit in the 18th hole at Waste Management, and I'll go take a shit in the 18th hole.
Do you think that's a very specific bet? Do you think that there's somebody out there? Should I call Shohei's bookie?
Hey, you think someone will shit in that hole? I'll do it, dude.
Never been done.
No, you know what?
What if you said that and then you lipped out the shit and didn't actually go in?
In reality, if it was Steve, he would probably fuck us all over. So,
dude, how about this? How about I pull the flag and chuck it in the crowd and then fuck the hole
and kill somebody?
Over under, I kill somebody with the flag.
Over under, he comes in that hole.
Just right in the 18th hole.
Edging yourself the whole time, dude.
You want me 3D print you a pocket pussy insert for a hole?
Yeah, because dude, if I'm gonna run onto the 18th hole and try to fuck it, I want to make sure I'm rock hard before I get naked.
Can't wait till you have to go pass out the flyers for all the children that are watching golf that day.
God damn, dude.
They won't show it.
I don't know. It's a crazy, crazy world we live in, and
I'm trying
to have fun with it and fuck things.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an ending right there.
Yeah, it is. And we're done. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye.